Vatican and World News.
Today, Tuesday, June 11th, is the feast of St. Barnabas, Apostle. And these are today's headlines. Mexico aims to stem the flow of undocumented minors to the United States, migrants to the United States. The Patriarch of Babylon of the Chaldeans welcomes the possibility of a papal visit to Iraq. And during his homily at Mass at the Casa Santa Marta, Pope Francis reflects on Jesus' invitation to mission. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story, the United States is threatening further actions, including the imposition of tariffs, if in the next 45 days, Mexico does not stem the numbers of undocumented migrants breaching its porous southern border with Guatemala. James Blears has this report.
The announcement was made on Monday by Mexican Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard, who's returned from successful negotiations in Washington averting trade tariffs from Mexico. Mexico's sending 6,000 of its National Guard down south, trying to stem the flow of mostly Central American migrants. Ebrard says these actions will be gauged in mid-July to assess if they're working. He says if they aren't, then a regional solution will be sought without giving details. The concern is the U.S. might reactivate and carry out the tariffs threat if substantive progress isn't made and seen to be made. Ebrard says the U.S. wants zero migration, but this is clearly impossible. For the time being, he's been able to hold off the U.S. demand for Mexico to be a holding area for migrants whose U.S. asylum claims are being assessed, saying Washington is likely to return to this theme if Mexico doesn't make progress on securing its border. In May, 132,000 undocumented migrants were detained trying to cross over into the United States. That was the highest number since 2006. Mexico now has its work cut out for it. For Vatican News, James Blears reporting.
The bishops of Mexico, meanwhile, have expressed their concern for the recent agreement with the United States aimed at stemming the flow of migrants traveling north. Sister Carmelan has that story.
Mexico and the United States agreed last Friday on a deal to avert tariffs on all Mexican exports to the U.S., with Mexico promising to take strong measures to halt migrants traveling north from Central American countries. In a statement, the Mexican Bishops' Conference expressed its concern at the lack of a truly humanitarian welcome for our migrant brothers and sisters, which reflects our convictions in recognizing and protecting the rights of all human beings equally. The bishops say the government's decision to send 6,000 National Guard troops to Mexico's southern border with Guatemala was contradictory. If we as Mexicans have rejected the construction of a wall, they say, we cannot turn ourselves into that wall. But the Mexican bishops also welcomed the deal to avoid tariffs on Mexican goods and hoped that continued dialogue might express the fundamental values of two democratic nations, which they say are respect for human rights, solidarity among peoples, and efforts to promote the common good of the region. The bishops say the real problem is not stopping the flow of migrants, but promoting integral human development in Central America and the southeastern portion of Mexico. Mexico is not isolated, they say. It is a brother nation that must build up other Central American countries through a strategy that take into account a regional common good. Our migrant brothers, say the bishops, must never be used as currency. They argue that no negotiation should be placed above migrants' human rights, which they say the church and civil society have defended for years. The Catholic bishops of Mexico conclude their message with an appeal to the governments of Mexico and the United States. They formally request that the two nations make a permanent commitment to put dialogue and transparent negotiation first in our bilateral relations. And they urge them not to fall into the temptation of blackmail or threats, but to walk together as brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Carmelan.
And that was Sister Carmel Ann. Thank you for that report. Opponents of legislation in Hong Kong that would allow criminal suspects to be extradited to mainland China are planning more protests and labor strikes in an attempt to block the move, which they say endangers the territory's judicial independence and Western-style freedoms. The government plans to present the amendments to Hong Kong's Legislative Council on Wednesday, despite a weekend protest that brought hundreds of thousands of people into the streets in the territory's largest political demonstration in more than a decade. Elsewhere, England's charity watchdog has condemned the Oxfam charity for having, quote, a culture of poor behavior in connection with the sexual misconduct scandal involving workers in Haiti following the 2010 earthquake. The Charity Commission for England and Wales issued an official warning following an 18-month investigation that concluded Oxfam's culture and response to keeping people safe was inadequate and failed to take risks to alleged victims seriously enough. Elsewhere in Europe, four bodies were recovered from a tour boat that sank in the Danube last month as wreckage from the vessel was lifted from the river on Tuesday in the Hungarian capital of Budapest. Lydia O'Kane has that story.
Divers search for bodies as a huge floating crane lifts the wreck of the Mermaid tour boat to the surface, nearly 2 weeks after a collision with another ship near Budapest's Margit Bridge. Efforts to raise the vessel and search for remaining victims have proved problematic due to the River Danube's high springtime water levels. Early on Tuesday, rescuers were seen carrying away the remains of several victims on stretchers to a small police cruise boat dock nearby. Once this operation is completed, the boat will be handed over to police investigating the collision. The sightseeing boat sank on May the 29th after colliding with a much larger river cruise ship, the Viking Sign. 19 South Koreans and a Hungarian crewman have been confirmed dead. 7 people were rescued following the collision. The captain of the Viking Sign has been under arrest since the beginning of June, suspected of endangering water transport leading to a deadly mass accident. The collision was the worst disaster on the Danube in more than 50 years. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
And in Africa, a South Sudanese court on Tuesday sentenced a prominent activist and economist to 2 years in prison after they were accused of inciting an uprising behind bars in the capital of Juba. Relatives wept as Peter Biar Ajak and 5 other men were sentenced. They were accused of causing chaos in the country's main national security prison in October. 4 men received 5 years in prison, while businessman and philanthropist Kirbino Agakwal received 15 years after being accused of leading the uprising in which no one was hurt. Lawyers for Ajak and Wall have vowed to appeal. Cardinal Louis Raphael Sacco, the Patriarch of Babylon of the Chaldeans and Archbishop of Baghdad, has welcomed news that Pope Francis would like to visit Iraq. Receiving members of the reunion of aid agencies that provides aid to the Oriental Catholic Churches on Monday, the Pope revealed it was his wish to travel to the country in the coming year. Speaking to Jad Aquilina of Vatican News, the Cardinal said a visit by the Pope would bring much hope and support to the Christian community in the country.
When we heard the news, we were so glad, really, for this visit, which we expected for many years because we suffered a lot. And this visit of the Holy Father will bring us hope and also a big support for Christians to stay at home and to also hope. But for the all Iraqis, he will be a peacemaker, and he will speak about the values of religion and also fraternity. Everybody is expecting something different from what we are living. The reconciliation, of course, of Iraq is already there is a good will among the parties, political parties, and also components. But they need someone to, you know, to push them, to encourage them to go ahead for that. And who is able to do that except the Pope? I think the Pope is the only one who can speak in this high levels of human values, of religious values.
Finally, Pope Francis celebrated Mass Tuesday morning in the Casa Santa Marta, reflecting in his homily on Jesus' invitation to mission. The Pope said, "Our relationship with God is completely gratuitous, and so we should give to others what we ourselves have freely received." Devin Watkins has more.
Give freely that which you have received freely. That was Pope Francis' injunction at Mass on Tuesday morning. Focusing his remarks on the Christian's relationship with God, the Pope noted that we are called to serve and love our brothers and sisters in the same way that God has done with us. Taking his cue from the day's gospel in which Jesus commissions the disciples to go out on mission, Pope Francis said Christians cannot remain stationary, since our way of life impels us to always hit the road.
La vita cristiana è per servire.
Christian life is for service, he said. It saddens us to find Christians who at the beginning of their conversion are open to serve others, but who later end up making use of the people of God. The Pope said this attitude causes much harm to God's people because our vocation is to serve and not to make use of others. Christian life, said Pope Francis, is lived gratuitously. He said salvation cannot be bought because God saves us free of charge and requires no payment. As God has done with us, so we are to do with others, he said.
Sapere che il Signore è pieno di doni per darci. Soltanto chiedo una cosa.
Realize that the Lord is full of gifts for us, he said. God asks just one thing,
che il nostro cuore si apra.
That we open our hearts through prayer. He said that often when we need some spiritual grace, we say, now I will fast, do penance, pray a novena, etc. Pope Francis said these things are fine, but that we must be careful. We don't do them to pay for or buy grace, he said. We do these things to open our hearts so that grace might enter.
La grazia è gratuita.
Grace and all God's gifts, he said, are given without cost. And he warned that sometimes the heart folds in on itself and is no longer able to receive such freely given love. Pope Francis then invited Christians, and especially pastors and bishops, to give freely and not try to sell God's graces. It pains the heart, he said, when we see pastors that make money off of God's grace, saying, I can help you, but this is what it will cost.
Ma nella nostra vita spirituale abbiamo sempre il pericolo di scivolare sul pagamento.
In our spiritual life, we always run the risk of slipping up on the question of payment, he said, as if we needed to bribe the Lord. Rather, Pope Francis concluded, our relationship of gratuitousness with God is what will help us to have the same rapport with others, whether it be in Christian witness, Christian service, or the pastoral work of those who guide the people of God. I'm Devin Watkins.
And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on all the event, for more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Vatican News English section Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks to our team in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.